This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents are preparing for a new weather onslaught as Tropical Storm Sally churns northward. Forecasters from the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Sally is expected to become a hurricane on Monday, reach shore by early Tuesday, and bring dangerous weather conditions, including risk of flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. The Louisiana governor, John Bel Edwards, urged people to prepare for the storm immediately. He also said there are still many from southwestern Louisiana who evacuated from Hurricane Laura and to New Orleans, exactly the area that could be hit by Sally. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the West Coast have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alert stretch from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and lasts through Monday evening. One family that lost their home fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say nearly all the dozens of people reported missing after a devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for, but that the fires have killed at least 35 people from California to Washington state. The flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands more out, and shrouded the region with smoke. U.S. President Donald Trump was back in his element this weekend, soaking up the raucous cheers of his crowd. But his rally in Nevada warehouse was in open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic health guidelines. Mr. Trump on Sunday hosted his first indoor rally since June, telling a packed, nearly maskless crowd that the nation was making the last turn and defeating the virus. This is VOA News. A sheriff's office in the state of Georgia says it has fired a deputy seen on video repeatedly punching a black man during a traffic stop. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office said Sunday the deputy was fired for using excessive force. It did not identify the deputy. It said a criminal investigation has been turned over to the district attorney's office. According to his attorney, 26-year-old Roderick Walker was arrested and beaten after Clayton County Sheriff's deputies pulled over the vehicle he was riding in Friday with his girlfriend, their 5-month-old child, and his stepson for an alleged broken taillight and asked for his identification. Japan's ruling party votes Monday for its next leader, with top government advisor Yoshihide Suga all but certain to win and replace Shinzo Abe as the country's new prime minister. Chief Cabinet Secretary Suga is heavily tipped to win the Liberal Democratic Party ballot, with a parliamentary vote Wednesday set to elevate him to the country's top job. Even before formally announced his run, the 71-year-old had won the support of key factions within the ruling party, with this candidacy viewed as promising stability and continuation of Abe's policies. Israel will reinstate a strict countrywide lockdown this week amid a stubborn coronavirus surge in cases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the announcement in a televised speech Sunday. The lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks. Israel has more than 150,000 confirmed cases of the virus and more than 1,100 deaths. Given its population of 9 million, the country now has one of the world's worst outbreaks. It is now seeing more than 4,000 new cases of the virus each day. A person familiar with the matter said Sunday that China's ByteDance has picked a consortium led by Oracle Corporation for a deal for the U.S. operations of short video app TikTok. Beat out rival Microsoft Corporation. ByteDance has been in talks to sell TikTok's U.S. business to potential buyers since U.S. President Donald Trump threatened last month to ban the service if it was not sold. ByteDance will need approval for the deal from governments of the United States as well as China. Microsoft said earlier on Sunday it was informed by ByteDance that it would not be selling TikTok's U.S. operations to Microsoft. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.